Sylvia Hartley here again. This little monologue's called Poetry. Mrs. Fawcett's just gone home. She popped round for a cuppa and to bring me latest list of lunches at the church. Normally she just pops in and out, but today she plonked herself on my sofa. "Eh, I'm right flummoxed," she said. "My Arthur's started writing poetry." I told her to sit there and not put kettle on. Can't beat a cup of tea to settle your nerves, although a drop of sherry works as well, but he haven't much left, so it were tea. "There's no wrong with poetry, we did it at school. There were that one about clouds and daffies and another one that started Quinquereme of Nineveh from distant Ophir. I never understood it, but I liked the words. Anyhow, I thought your Arthur had high blood pressure." She could hardly keep hold of her cup. It was shaking all over the place. I had to take it off her and put it on the table. "Well, he has. That's what he were at doctor's for, as he thought. Get some more pills, as it were. But no. No pills. What are they going to do? I'm on pills for it. I take one every morning." "Well, I couldn't believe it. When she told me, she said he'd been sent for breathing. I thought she meant he'd been given oxygen, but it were a class. It's breathing in through your mouth and out through your nose, and counting to five, or it could be other way round. He assured me it has a name somewhat foreign sounding. They all move about as well, right slow." I had a doctor's appointment. Me annual March review. I hoped it weren't going to happen to me. She said it were Tuesday afternoons. "Well, I won't be missing me bingo for breathing, thank you," I told her. "Anyhow, what's that got to do with poetry?" I passed her back a cup and her fetched me a Vitti's half-coated chocolate biscuits. I always rely on them to help me think. "Well, they said about another class for him. Drawing or writing. And I've heard about drawing." I were intrigued. "Drawing what?" She said it were fruit of people. "We out close sometimes," she whispered. "Me chin were on the floor." "Go on then." "Well, I told him he better write. She's a bonny lass who runs it, writing class. Long hairy ringlets and wears two dresses. She goes with Gladys Wilson's lad." I knew who it was. I were at school with her mother. "Well, what's the problem?" "So she told me he wouldn't let her read his stuff because he were releasing his soul into there." Now, I can't say I understood what she were on about. I remember me Auntie Maud releasing her corsets behind curtains. Mind you, I were brought up to be careful. "Keep your hand on your apron," my mum always said. "Well, if it's prescribed by a doctor, it must be okay," I told her. But she was still all fussed up about it. "I know I shouldn't have," she said. "But when I went in his sock drawer to find his welly socks that needed darning, there were his notebook." I gave her another biscuit and decided we'd both better have a sherry, blow the tea, and buy another bottle tomorrow. I opened it and started reading it. "Yes." "Well, it were all about top bits and bottom bits and his bits and my bits. He couldn't breathe. Do you know, I had to use me spray." Well, I was speechless. I finished me sherry and I poured us another. "What did you do?" Well, I shoved it back in drawer and I went to M&S and bought myself a new nighty. And she started giggling. "Well, I'm at doctor's next week. Perhaps he'll suggest something like that for me. I were all as good at drawing. I once got a gold star for me bananas.